Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. The first is the French Together blog, which offers free French lessons that explain the basics of French and the history of the language and its history. Open Culture is more of a directory than the other apps and courses on this list. The course includes 48 languages as well as a variety of tutorials, courses and tutorials. The best French resources for beginners will show you how to build sets from the beginning. Speaking to native speakers is one of the best ways to practice and improve French. The best resource for learning French is designed to help you speak and understand it in real life. The tools in this list will help you to learn words and grammar easily by reviewing them and show you how to apply what you have learned in new situations. The tips for learning French are unanimous in this regard. Beginners should first follow the following simple books available from Amazon. Michel Thomas' method is probably the most popular way to learn the basics of French in no time. With just one set of headphones, you can listen to a podcast in French and learn how to speak French when you're in the middle of a conversation with a friend, family member, or even a work colleague. French books can be a fun and convenient way to enrich your vocabulary, especially when combined with audio. If you enjoy watching films in your spare time, why not in French, especially if you want to further your career? If there is a reason to learn French and get your rusty French back on track, this is why. Really learning French, learning a few new words and then applying them consistently to everyday life is a good start. There are many great resources on the internet, such as lyrics, dictionaries, books, videos and even songs. You don't have to buy a special one, but you can create it yourself, which is much more fun and creative. If you want to learn some new words that you enjoy, Duolingo is a great place to start. You can have a place on your laptop, cloud or phone for your new vocabulary, and it's free. Duolingo is one of the highest-rated French learning apps on the Google Play Store, and for good reason. If you are learning in a way that is competitive and fun, or if you are more of a casual student, this is probably the best app to learn French. French vocabulary, but you can also learn it at beginner level, which is great for those who are learning for the first time. If you want to learn French quickly, French is an excellent choice, and this app will help you understand it and feel better by focusing on real-life situations. Fortunately, the French translator and dictionary brings all this together and has become my favorite app for French lessons. It helps you feel comfortable in the real world with real people and real situations, so focus on them. This language learning app offers 10-minute lessons that help you expand your vocabulary, work on your listening skills and practice pronunciation in bite-sized pieces. Although the app contains many interactive exercises, the emphasis is on learning to have a conversation, rather than just playing puns. Short grammar lessons also help to understand the difference between words for words, as well as the meaning of words and their meanings. These 3,000 vocabulary cards will help you to understand the different words and their meaning. Audio clips will help you improve your pronunciation and work on your grammar and vocabulary. There are more than 1,000 different languages and thousands of vocabulary cards to ensure you perfect this app in no time. No matter what language you learn, having other students to talk to and practice is a valuable resource for language learners. French courses attended by many adults, with full-time students making up the largest proportion of French learners. Depending on how committed the teacher is and the size of the class, learning in the classroom can be a less personal experience. You can teach the content interactively, allow your teacher to speak French and correct mistakes when they happen. If you want to take some time to learn French, here are some of the best websites, apps and courses to help you get started. Many towns and cities offer free or relatively cheap language courses, and you will find a wide range of courses offered free of charge, as well as free courses. Babbel has over 3,000 words of vocabulary and is a great online resource for learning the language. This interactive learning method helps you improve your vocabulary, grammar and pronunciation by using fun and effective teaching methods. The best include the two YouTube channels Learning French and Learning English, which offer a wide range of free courses, interactive exercises and quizzes. While the YouTube channel points to smartphone apps, we recommend you focus on these apps for listening, understanding and interactive movement. This is all for today, friends. My name is Randy and this was episode 1 of French. See you on next time.